All right. One thing you got to get good at, we're going to practice it a lot. There's pink things. You've already done a pink thing. It's on the exam. It's on the lab. What are we looking at there?
What?
What is that?
That looks
like
a nut. I don't know.
Okay. Does it feel like a nut? Sometimes, you know, you do. You've got to be able to know when to use which statistical model. Correlation, chi-square, between and within ANOVA. You're going to learn how to put them in and out of the statistical package. You're going to learn how to do them by hand. But if you don't know when to do what statistic, all the rest of that doesn't matter. And so it becomes a really important part of things. Let's spend some time on just that. So we have four tests that we know. Pearson's correlation, Pearson's chi-square, between group ANOVA, and within group ANOVA. Following that age-old tradition of compare and contrast, looking at a pair of things and thinking about how they're the same or different, let's walk through these. This, by the way, is an essay question. Describe the interesting pairs of tests. The first one, tests of association. If I have two quantitative variables, I'm going to use chi-square. If I have two it's going to be one of those days. If I have two quantitative variables, it's going to be correlation. If I have two qualitative variables, it's going to be chi-square. Both of the ANOVAs are for comparing means from different IV conditions. If it's a between groups design, it's a between groups ANOVA. If you used a within groups design to collect the data, it's a within groups ANOVA. Chi-square and between groups ANOVA are both used for between groups designs. Different people are in different conditions. The difference is when your dependent variable is quantitative, you use the ANOVA to compare the means of the different IV groups. And when your dependent variable is qualitative, you use a chi-square to compare the groups on that qualitative variable. Now, these are the three that people do the best with. Correlation and chi-square is pretty straightforward. Two quantitative or two qualitative. Mean comparisons, you already got good at separating between and within groups designs. Basically the same design with a qualitative and a quantitative DV. The one that causes the most problems is this pair. The correlation and the repeated or within groups ANOVA. And when I say this one causes problems, I don't just mean here in 350 the first time you're learning this stuff, or even in the advanced classes. I mean I do workshops on the distinction between these two for people who teach methods, for people who review research articles and grants and publications. This is the toughest one. When do I look at my repeated data and do a correlation, and when do I do a within groups ANOVA? So we're going to walk through each of these pairs very carefully, talking about them some more, and having specific examples. Probably the easiest one. Two quantitative variable correlation. Two qualitative variables chi-square. The important thing to remember is, whenever you're talking about correlation, you're talking about linear relationships. Whenever you're talking about chi-square, you're talking about patterns of relationship. Null hypotheses are always no relationship. But for correlation, it's no linear relationship. For chi-square, it's no pattern of relationship. We want to remember that the synonym for correlation is not relationship. The synonym for correlation is linear relationship. So, is whether or not patients receive therapy related to whether or not they improve? Well, this is as nicely as you can write this. Whether or not sounds like a categorical variable. Whether or not sounds like a categorical or qualitative variable. Two qualitative variables, going to be a chi-square. Is number of therapy sessions related to a decrease in number of symptoms? Number of sessions, quantitative. Number of symptoms, quantitative. Two quantitative variables, we're going to be looking at a correlation. The other one is pretty easy, is correlation and... What the hell? Oops. No, that's right. I'm back now. The other one is easy, is the two different means comparisons. Both of these ask if there's a mean difference on the quantitative variable between the populations represented by the conditions. What's the difference between the two? One uses a between groups design with different participants in different conditions, and the other uses a within subjects design or a within groups design with the same set of participants in both conditions. The nulls are exactly the same because the nulls are about populations. So for example, does the mean anxiety change from before to after therapy? There's a couple of indications here that this is a within groups design. Change is most often used to talk about a within groups design. First they're in one condition, then they're in the other, and we're trying to notice a change in their score. Also, before and after, common language used to describe a within groups design. Is the mean anxiety different whether or not patients receive therapy? Different often is used to indicate I'm trying to represent a between groups design. You can't guarantee that different means between and change means within, but it does give you a hint and it tells you to start looking for more hints and clues. And then whether or not patients receive therapy. Well, patients are either going to receive therapy or they're not. And that sounds like a between groups comparison.